This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Pain Management and News Channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Joining us once again is Dr. Daniel Toogood, a chiropractor from Apple Valley, California, who has written 4 books on chronic pain and how to get rid of it. Dr. Toogood, welcome once again to eHealth Radio.
Hey, thanks very much for having me on, Eric. I look forward to sharing some useful information.
Well, Dr. Toogood, it's always good to have you and always look forward to having you with us as you keep us up to date on the ways to prevent chronic pain. So to get things started today, tell our listeners, especially those who may have missed your previous visits with us, why you have written so much about chronic pain.
Well, chronic pain is in epidemic proportions in this country right now, leading to a lot of other problems. And basically, the definition of chronic is that doctors don't know what to do about it except to medicate you. And so these chronic disorders have been categorized like fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, chronic back pain, MS, irritable bowel syndrome, psoriasis. There's a ton of them. And basically what doctors know about these is they can identify them and they can see that they're painful, but they can't tell you what causes them or how to get rid of them. And so the problem is if you don't know what causes chronic pain, you can't really get rid of it. And that's where we are.
So what is the cause of chronic pain? Get into that a little, if you would.
Yeah. So nothing can be cured unless we know the cause of it. And so the cause of chronic pain, or the cause of any kind of pain, just to give you a simple primer on physiology, any pain, whether it just happened or it's been happening for years, is caused by a process in the body called inflammation. Inflammation is a series of chemical events that happen when the body is injured, stressed, or infected. And so what happens is if you like hit your thumb with a hammer, the body will send specific chemicals to the area that will cause the inflammatory response. It'll cause swelling, heat, redness, and then those chemicals will stimulate nerves in the area that send signals to the brain that is pain. That's what pain feels like. And so the solution is to get rid of any kind of pain, whether it's chronic or acute, is to get rid of inflammation. And so in my profession, chiropractic, we were taught that if we align the spine and take away the irritation of the nervous system from vertebral bones that are out of alignment, this will solve the problem. Inflammation will go away, the body will heal. Well, I've been doing that for many years, and that works really, really well for lots of cases, but not for chronic cases. And medical doctors know that in order to get rid of inflammation, what do? They prescribe anti-inflammatory drugs. These very specific drugs, like Aleve, Advil, ibuprofen, aspirin, all of these things that people who suffer with chronic pain, they've tried all of them. And sometimes it works temporarily, and sometimes it doesn't. But what happens is these anti-inflammatory drugs, if you have a neck ache, you don't rub the pill on your neck. Instead, you swallow it. It goes into your bloodstream, and it goes everywhere in the whole body. And so wherever inflammation is happening, that chemical interferes with the inflammatory process, and what you get is a decrease in the inflammation, chemically induced. Well, what happens in a chronic case is once that pill wears off, the inflammation comes roaring back. So why is that? Well, that's where my discovery comes in. What I've discovered is that there are certain very specific substances in foods, food additives, supplements, and medications that, just like pills, are swallowed. And once they are swallowed, these substances make their way into the bloodstream. Everything you swallow either affects you, either poisons you or nourishes you to a certain degree. And so my discovery is there are certain very specific substances that when you swallow them, they are pro-inflammatory as opposed to anti-inflammatory. So while an ibuprofen or an Aleve will be swallowed and decrease inflammation, these specific substances I've discovered will actually feed inflammation. Like if you and I, Eric, were trying to put out a fire and I'm throwing water on it, which is anti-inflammatory, and you're throwing gasoline on it, well, that gasoline is going to feed the inflammation. And so the thing we have to determine is what are these substances that are causing the inflammation, and we have to eliminate them. And these substances are very, very specific, and I've discovered what a lot of them are.
Dr. Toogood, if you would, what are some of these substances that cause chronic inflammation?
Well, just like I said, like medication, they are substances, very specific substances that you swallow in foods, food additives, supplements, and medication. And like when you go to the doctor and you have high blood pressure or you have pain or whatever you have, the doctor is going to examine you and they're going to determine what your problem is, and then they're most likely going to prescribe a medication. If you have high blood pressure, they're not going to say, okay, Eric, I want you to go take some pills, see if we can get rid of this high blood pressure. No, they're going to be very specific. They're going to say, I'm going to write you a prescription for a very specific drug, and it's a very specific dose. I want you to take exactly it as I order it. Don't take anything else. This is what you're going to take. So these substances that I've discovered are very, very specific. A lot of doctors and a lot of healthcare practitioners and researchers say, well, everybody should be vegan or eat only organic food or avoid this or avoid that for these various different reasons. And it's all very, very vague. In my approach, all I'm trying to do is lower inflammation in the body. If we lower inflammation in the body will heal itself, the inflammation will go away, the pain will go away, even chronic pain that's been there for many, many years. So how do you do that? You don't just go on an organic diet, you are very specific. And so there are lots of things we consume that are unhealthy in different ways, like sodas and coffee and processed foods, et cetera, et cetera. There are a lot of unhealthy items in the market today that Americans are consuming and lots of people are consuming. However, not all of those substances are pro-inflammatory. They're just unhealthy and they can cause other problems. Our goal here in my approach is not to make you healthy, although that will be the outcome in addition. It's to eliminate inflammation so your pain goes away. So we start at the top. I made an accidental discovery back in 1985 and I wrote my first book about it 6 years later. And I'll give you a hint. The name of the book is called No Milk. There is a protein, a very specific protein called casein, which is in all milk and dairy foods. That casein is like gasoline on a fire as far as inflammation is concerned in the human body. And so casein, the reason I use the word casein is because there are lots of different parts of milk and dairy foods, which are, by the way, a huge standard of the standard American diet. You know, we've been told for years that we've got to consume milk, we've got to eat dairy foods in order to have strong bones, to get enough of calcium, to be healthy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That turns out not to be true because cow's milk is specifically designed to be the perfect nutrient for what? Baby cows. So when humans consume it, it can cause problems. Now, let me be specific about this. If you took most of the people in this country, most of those people are not sensitive to milk and dairy foods. But if you take all of the people in this country who suffer with some form of chronic inflammatory disease, most of them are sensitive to milk and dairy foods. So the solution in most cases of fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, all kinds of disorders like that is to lower inflammation by eliminating specifically casein, the main protein in milk and dairy foods. So that means, and that's a difficult task, that means eliminating all milk, cheese, yogurt, ice cream, cottage cheese, ranch dressing, blue cheese, ice cream, everything made from milk has to be eliminated except for one, and that one is butter. The reason butter is not inflammatory is because it does not contain any protein. It's just purely milk fat. So the very first step is to eliminate casein, which is milk and dairy foods. The reason I use the word casein is because it also exists in many non-dairy foods like coffee creamers, where they call it sodium caseinate. That's a very popular thing in the standard American diet.
Always helpful information today. We are with Dr. Daniel Toogood, a chiropractor who has been practicing for more than 30 years in Apple Valley, California, and has discovered what causes chronic pain and how to get rid of it. And you can read about it in his latest book, Chronic Pain Gone in 90 Days, here on eHealth Radio's Pain Management and News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Toogood, what can our listeners do today to get rid of their chronic pain?
The very first thing they have to do is take a look at their diet and figure out what it is they're consuming that is causing these inflammatory reactions. Like I said, the first one is the casein in milk and dairy foods. Also, what I've noticed is everybody who reacts to milk and dairy foods also reacts to chocolate, which is the most powerful cause of pain. So there's the way to start right there. All milk and dairy foods and all chocolate. Now, there are several other substances, lots of other substances that are additives and different things in the diet that will cause these same problems. And so my best advice is to get a hold of the book, which is called Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days. You can download it online from Google or Nook or Kindle or at Amazon. My name is spelled TWOGOOD, like the number two and good. The valuable information is in the book, but in order to change your condition, you have to change what you're putting in your body and allowing into your bloodstream, and that means making very, very specific dietary changes. I think anybody who suffers with chronic pain will get a lot of good information out of the book. They should get a hold of it and then make the steps necessary to change your life.
Dr. Toogood, how can people find out more about you, your work, and how to purchase any of your books? Where would they do that?
Well, again, if you Google my name, which is Toogood, T-W-O-G-O-O-D, my name will come up with all of my books. I have a web page, which is danieltoogood.com. And if you go to Amazon and check under chronic pain or fibromyalgia, you'll see my book listed there. It has a green cover. It's called Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days. The title is very, very specific. The book is very, very easy to read. If you pick up the book, whether it's electronic or in a bookstore, and start reading it, within 5 minutes, you'll know exactly what steps you have to take to eliminate your chronic pain. The rest of the book will explain why you're taking those steps, what you can expect in your recovery, and what you can expect in the future. It's invaluable information that is not available in any other form except for through my work. So I've been trying for 20 years to spread the information. I hope this interview and you getting a hold of the book will help some people get rid of their pain.
And I have no doubt that it will be a big help. Dr. Toogood, always great to have you with us here on eHealth Radio, and I certainly look forward to our next conversation.
Hey, thanks very much, Eric. Have a good day.
And you as well. We have been speaking with Dr. Daniel Toogood, a chiropractor who has been practicing for more than 30 years in Apple Valley, California, and he's also the author of his latest book, Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days. And for more information and for contact, simply visit danieltoogood.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Pain Management and News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.